We're doing the Navi Zechariah. We're up to what's called the 14th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. The Navi had described the nations will amass against Israel in Jerusalem, and Hashem will appear. And Hashem will, figuratively it says, Hashem will place His feet on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives will split east and west. There will be a divide, and the mountain will split into two. V'nastem ge'harai. We're up to the 14th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. And you will flee in that valley that develops between the two mountains. Ki agia ge'harim el atzal. Because the split between the mountains will reach the place called Atzal. V'nastem kasher nastem bimei harash. Bimei Uziyah melech Yehuda. And you will flee just as you fled when there was that tremendous volcano. There was a tremendous eruption, some kind of volcano or earthquake that happened when Uziyah entered the Holy of Holies. So all of Israel trembled. There was a tremendous natural occurrence. Well, it was unnatural. Hashem made the whole earth shift, and everyone was thrown and they ran. So just like they ran then, when there was that great earthquake in the days of Uziyah. Uva Adonai Elohai Kol Kedoshim Imach. Hashem will appear with all His angels. Hashem is appearing to fight off the enemies, but we won't know that. And on that day, Lo Yeo Yekarot VeKipaon. There will not be light. There won't be a bright light, nor will there be darkness, because Israel won't understand what's happening. They'll see these great occurrences, the mountains split to two, there's a tremendous earthquake, and they won't realize, they won't know, is Hashem coming to help us? Is it doomsday? Is there going to be a final destruction? All the nations have gathered to destroy us. V'haya yom echad, hu yivadal Adonai, lo yom v'lo laila. There will be this day. It will be a day of Hashem, and this is a day that Hashem knows exactly when it's going to be. And that's the day that will be neither day nor night, because we won't know, is it good, is it bad, are things in our favor or not. And this is what we sing on Pesach. Karev yom, asher hu lo yom velo laila. Hashem, please bring about that day which is neither day nor night. This is the day we await. So this is the prophecy that we're talking about at the end of the Seder. Hashem, bring us that day which is neither day nor night. Hashem says, there's that day which Hashem knows. One day, now the question is, what does a day mean here? Does it mean it is a day like the Navi tells us, a day by Hashem means 1,000 years? The way Rashi learns, or is it the way we would simply understand it was a day? It'll be a day. So you won't have great light, you won't have great darkness. One understanding is, the way Rashi learns here, that you won't have the servitude of the nations, and you won't have that great light of Olam Haba. You're going to be somewhere in the middle. You're going to have 1,000 years where we have the land of Israel, but we don't have complete sovereignty. And before the 1,000 years are up, then there'll be a great light. Then Hashem will appear with all the good that He promised us. So again, Rashi learns this is talking about a period of 1,000 years. And the simple understanding is it's talking about a day. Yes?
It's almost like they're implying this negative prophecy is like an image, like, it's coming, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, this kind of thing that kind of depresses me, like, they're predicting that the Jewish people will suffer yet another catastrophe. Here we are, coming back to the land of Israel, and you'll hear, like, you know, all the rabbis share this, saying, we're coming back, this is the final redemption, we're really going to make this happening. It's like an incredible positive message. And here it says, no, that we're going to face another destruction and everything's not going to be okay.
We don't know exactly how it's going to play itself out, but yes, there is a prophecy that says that when we come back to Israel, there will be a great war, which is the final war. The nations will ascend on Jerusalem. meaning that the Nevi'im did say you will come back to Israel and then you will be attacked and the nations will come and surround Jerusalem. That's what it says. What can I do?
One thing I noticed is Hashem left room to interpret everything in the prophecies already having happened. 1948, we were surrounded, we were attacked, we faced annihilation. We did not know whether or not we would be successful. And it looked as if we would completely lose. And it turned around. And within 6 days, we had a complete upper hand in the 1967 war. It was like, that's not a miracle. I don't know what. Hashem saved us the last thing. So Hashem is leaving room here in the prophecy, I think, for us to interpret it as already been fulfilled. And therefore, if we stick to it, in heaven they'll decree, you know what? Those things that happened in the past, we'll let that be the prophecy. And we won't let the nations actually come together against Israel.
Yes, that's what it says. We see it in the book of Jonah. That every prophecy has multiple interpretations, and depending on what we merit, we'll decide how the prophecy plays itself out. Right? Pasuk Chet. So Hashem says, and then towards nightfall, suddenly there'll be great light. You'll realize that I'm here, that it's for your benefit. Bayom hahu mayim chayim. And on that day, you will have fresh water streams will flow out of Jerusalem. Chetziyam el hayam akadmoni vechetziyam el hayam haacharon. Some of the half the water will go to the Mediterranean, and half of the water will go to what he calls hayam haacharon, that final sea, the sea that's all the way to the west. It'll never dry up. So again, the question is he talking about water or is he talking about Mayim Chayim? He's talking about Torah, that the impact of Jerusalem will spread throughout the world. Hashem says, on that day, Hashem will reign. Then all the nations will realize that Hashem is God. And Bayom O Yiyeh Hashem Echad, people won't worship idols anymore. They won't say, we accept Hashem, but there are other forces, there are other deities. No. Yiyeh Hashem Echad, it'll be Hashem alone. Ushmo Echad, and no other name will be mentioned. No one's going to mention any other force in the world. Yisov kol haaretz karava migev alerimon negev Yerushalayim. The Navi says, Jerusalem has mountains around it, but all around Jerusalem will become valleys, so that Yerushalayim will be the high place on earth. Everyone will look up to it. Yisov kol haaretz karava migev alerimon, from the places from Geva to Rimon, you'll have a valley all around Jerusalem. V'rama v'yasheva tachteha l'mishal bin yamin. V'rama, and Jerusalem will be uplifted. V'yasheva tachteha, we're up to what's called the 14th chapter, Pasuk Yud. V'yasheva tachteha, Jerusalem will return to its original place. Because Jerusalem that was built after the destruction of Titus was not built in the original place. So Jerusalem will be rebuilt in its correct place. V'yashivat tachtea nemishal bin yamin, from the gates of Benjamin, shall return from the gates of Benjamin. Ad mekom shahar harishon ad shahar hapinim umigdal chananel. He gives us the different places that will return from the gates of Benjamin, shall widen to the north, to the south, till Shar Hapninim, and from Migdal Hananel to the other direction. I guess they knew where it was. So there's going to be a big city of Jerusalem. Maybe we've already fulfilled that. that Jerusalem will both be returned to its original place, plus it will expand. They will settle Jerusalem forever, and it will never again be destroyed. And Jerusalem will sit confident. And then Hashem says, I will bring a plague. Asher yigof Adonai et kol ha'amim asher tzave'u al Yerushalayim. Hashem says, I will send the following plague against the nations that have surrounded Jerusalem. Hamek bisarom. Their flesh will melt. Vehu omeid al haglav, as they're standing on their feet. Ve'inav timakna v'choreyen, and their eyes will melt within the hole of the eye called? The socket. Thank you. Ul shono timak b'fihim, and their tongues will melt within their mouths. Hashem will cause them to be in disarray. They're going to try to hold one another's hand to help one another's to help one another. And his friend is going to think, hey, that's the enemy. He won't realize he's coming to help him. So he's going to turn around to hit him. And Hashem is going to cause them to have this disarray and confusion so that they won't even recognize whether this is our friend, this is our enemy. So when the nations gather against Jerusalem, Hashem will bring this disarray within their midst. Yeah.
I'm understanding what the thing is like early on. It sounds like the rabbi said, it sounds like nuclear stuff. What happens in nuclear warfare? I don't know, kind of like Hiroshima, right? When that happened, it kicks up such a cloud that you will not know what's going on in the middle of the day. It looks like it's night. And people were confused. People were trying to help each other, and they were actually like killing each other. They thought the city was being invaded, and so everybody was killing everybody. It sounds like nuclear stuff when you think about it.
Yeah. I hear. Vegam Yehuda tilachem birushalayim. The people of Judea will be forced to join the battle against Jerusalem. They will be forced to join the enemy's side. Veusaf chel kol hagoyim saviv. And the nations around will bring with them all their wealth. Zahav v'chesef uvgadim l'chov me'od, gold, silver, and many clothing. V'chen tiyeh magefat hasus. Hashem will also bring a plague on the horses, just like the plague on the humans. Ha'pered v'hagamal v'achamo v'chol ha'beima asher yiyeh b'machanot ha'ema. All the animals, the horse, the mule, the donkey, the camel, they will all suffer the same plague. All the animals that are in those camps, kamageifa hazot, identical to the plague that we said would plague the humans. Vehaya kol hanotar mikol hagoyim habaim al Yerushalayim, and the remnants of the nations that ascended to attack Jerusalem. Ve'alo midei shana v'shana, they will come on a yearly basis. Leishtachavot lemelech Adonai tzevaot ve'lachog et chag Sukkot. They will come to bow before Hashem, and they will come to celebrate and bring offerings on Sukkot, because it was on Sukkot that this great plague would happen. Could you pass the ragalach back to the guys who just came? You could take.
No. Thank you.
So all the nations will come celebrate and bring offerings by Jerusalem. והיה אשר לא יעלה מעת משפחות הארץ אל ירושלים להשתחוות למלך אדוני צבאות. And if there will be a family that does not ascend, that the, if there will be a nation that does not go up to bring a sacrifice to celebrate Sukkot, ולא עליהם יהיה הגשם, they won't have rain, so their crops won't grow. On Sukkot is when Hashem decrees what rain there will be, and in the future all the nations will come offer their sacrifices on Sukkot, and those that do not will not get any rain. And now he gives examples, and with this he concludes the whole prophecy of Hizqiyah. This is the conclusion. ואם משפחת מצרים לא תעלה ולא באה ולא עליהם, if the Egyptian family, meaning if the Egyptian nation, doesn't ascend in to Jerusalem on Sukkot, they won't have rain. תהיה המגפה אשר יגוף אדוני את הגויים אשר לא יעלו לחוג את חג הסוכות. So Hashem won't bring them rain. So Hashem says, okay, but the Egyptians don't need rain. They have the Nile. So Hashem says, okay, so I'll send the plague against them. So I'm not going to let them get away with it. Every nation is going to have to come up to Jerusalem. So Hashem says, some nations it's enough that I send that I make it not rain. Other nations will have a plague. They're going to have a famine because Hashem will cause a shortage even without that. Zot tiyeh chatat Mitzrayim. The Navi says this is the punishment that Hashem will give if Egypt sins after the nations have accepted Hashem. Egypt decides they don't bring a sacrifice, so that's going to be their punishment. וחטאת כל הגויים אשר לא יעלו לחוג את חג הסוכות. And the identical thing would happen to any nation that would not come up to celebrate Sukkot. So you see, Sukkot plays a center theme in the time to come, and that's why we read this as Naftara on Sukkot. We read this. ביום ההוא יהיה על מצילות הסוס קודש לאדוני. On that day, they're going to have on the signs, on the bells, on all the different ornaments on the that they have on their horses, there's going to be a sign that says, dedicated to Hashem. the idea is that they will dedicate the bells and all the different ornaments that were on the horses that died in the plague when the nation surrounded Jerusalem, they will dedicate them to Hashem, and then they'll use them on the horses that are alive. V'haya hasirot b'veit Adonai kamizrakim lifnei hamizbeach. And the different pots that they had with them, the gold pots that they brought along with them, will be brought up and used as vessels before the altar. And the final pasuk of the prophecy, pasuk chaf alef, V'haya kol sir b'Yerushalayim u'b'Yehudah kodesh l'Adonai tzevaot u'vahu kol hazovechim v'lakechu mehem u'vishalu vahem. The Navi says, there'll be so many sacrifices that people bring to the temple that they're going to have to take every pot that'll be throughout Jerusalem and Judea and dedicate it to be a pot for the service of the Beit HaMikdash, because so many people will be coming to offer their sacrifices. Uvau kol hazovechim, and all the different people who come to bring sacrifices, v'lakechu mehem, they'll take those pots u'vishlu vehem, and they'll cook their sacrifices in those pots. V'lo yiyeh chenani od v'veit Adonai tzevaot b'yom ahu. And there will no longer be a Kna'ani. And here the question is what he's talking about. One understanding is Kna'ani is talking about merchants. They won't need any more merchants. They'll have everything they need. That's one understanding. The second understanding is Kna'ani is really the fusion of two words. V'lo yeh kan'ani. There will be no more poor people there. That's the second understanding in the temple. And the third understanding is simply that you won't have Gentiles in the land of Israel. For years we had different people here who didn't belong here. So the Navi says, yes, nations will ascend to bring their sacrifices in Jerusalem, but at the end of the day, there will not be any more non-Jews here. The land will be returned to Israel, and that's the conclusion of the prophecy of Zechariah.